Grace and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. When I was a boy, I always remembered and looked forward to our worship services on All Saints Day. And it wasn't because of the hymns or the sermon or the readings and such, not like at Christmas or at Easter or Good Friday. But it was because my dad, as the pastor, would always, like we did today, read the names of the folks in the congregation who had passed away in the past year. And then after each name was read, we actually had a big church bell, and there'd be the tolling of the big church bell, and then a few moments of silence. And as a child, I guess all that didn't really have any special meaning to me, but I just thought it was kind of cool. As I grew and began to understand things a bit more, I just kind of figured that All Saints Day was a day that was set aside for us to remember our dead loved ones. And since those were the folks that we remembered and those were the folks that we mentioned in our worship, I kind of just reasoned that our dead loved ones are thus the saints. In many respects, my view was much more Roman Catholic than it was Lutheran. Let me explain. Although the exact origin of All Saints Day cannot be traced with any absolute certainty, the formal beginning appears to date back to the 7th century under Pope Boniface IV. In order to recognize and to remember all those Christians who had been martyred for their faith, but who had not been canonized by the church, and thus no day was set aside to remember them in particular, All Saints Day was kind of created to group them all together to be their day. It was a way for the church to remember and to honor all those Christians who had attained heaven, but whose sainthood is known only to God. But that's not really our understanding of sainthood as Lutherans. We don't see sainthood as something that only happens after you die, and only then for those whom the church has deemed worthy. Sainthood is a byproduct of faith. It is the gift of God given to all those who believe in Christ Jesus as their Savior from sin, who confess Jesus Christ as Lord, and who recognize that the death and resurrection of Jesus has washed us of our sins and won for us a place in eternity with God. It is given to us by the Holy Spirit the very moment that He creates faith in our heart, whether that be through the proclamation of the gospel, or as for many of us, through the application of the waters of baptism. The very instant that each of us believed in Jesus for salvation, believed in Him as the Son of God and as our Savior from sin, is the very instant that we became saints of God. And from that moment on, whether we are dead or alive, whether we are awake or asleep, whether we are serving God or even if we are sinning against God, we are forgiven and redeemed saints of God. In Revelation 7, we had as our reading this morning, our first reading, the Apostle John is given a glimpse of heaven. And as he sees all the saints standing before God's throne, he is not seeing a picture of what is, but a picture of what will be. He is seeing a picture of the post-resurrection, post-judgment day heaven. 1 John tells us in his epistle, 1 John chapter 3, "Beloved, now we are the children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." And so we wait in eager anticipation for that day to come when Christ Jesus shall appear, when he shall awaken from the sleep of death those who have died in the faith, when he will bring all those who have confessed his name into heaven to worship God before his throne forever. In our text today from Revelation 7, one of the elders gathered around God's throne asked John, he said, "These in white robes, who are they? And where do they come from?" And then he said to John, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." That's us. And every other person who has ever lived on this earth and believed in Jesus Christ as their Savior. You see, our lives in this sinful, broken, fallen, COVID-filled world is the great tribulation. Ever since Adam and Eve first sinned in the Garden of Eden, life became a tribulation. But God, in his great love, sent his Son into this world to take on human flesh, to suffer the punishment for our sins, and to rise in victory over death and the grave, that we might each have the hope and the promise of an eternal life with God, separated from this world's tribulations, but joined with all the saints of God and all the hosts of heaven to serve God both day and night in his temple forever. All Saints' Day is not a day merely to remember those who have died in Christ, as if they make up the sum total of those who are considered to be God's saints. It is, however, a day to recall those who have died in Christ in order to remember that in death as well as in life, we are all saints of God by virtue of God's forgiveness given to us through the gift of faith. And thus, as we celebrate All Saints' Day, we do remember that great cloud of witnesses that have gone before us, those who now rest from their labor, those who wait in death for the day of Christ's return in that great day of resurrection. From Adam to Moses David to Isaiah, from Mary, the mother of Jesus, to St. Paul, to Martin Luther, to Mother Teresa, to our grandparents and our parents, siblings, maybe even children and friends, any and all those who have died in Christ. And we also remember our fellow saints throughout the world, those of every nation and tribe and people and language with whom we are united in our worship of the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we recognize also those saints who have yet to be born, or those who have yet to come to faith in Christ, those who will be the future of the church here on earth, in whose hands will be placed the continuing mission to disciple all nations, and who will look back to us as part of that great cloud of witnesses who encouraged and supported and discipled them. And so today, on this All Saints Day, may we remember that we are among the saints of God. And may we also remember how we became such. We are saints by virtue of God's blessing and God's sacrifice. It is not, nor can it be, something we earn or something we achieve. It is given to us as a gift on account of the sacrificial and substitutionary death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. May we thus honor this day by worshiping the one who made us part of this day, Jesus Christ, our Lord. To him be all glory, forever and ever. Amen.